up here, they talked about dad's advice and how dads respond. I have a short little video to show you this morning about things that a dad probably wouldn't say. You probably would never hear your dad say this, or you would probably never say this to your kids. Go ahead, Brian.
I don't care how late you stay out. Stay out as late as you want.
You want to borrow the new car? You want to borrow my credit card?
Kids today, they really have it rough.
I have no idea where we are or where we're going.
I mean, when I was their age, life was easy, super easy.
Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet?
Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost.
Ooh, sports.
Just do whatever the mechanic says to do.
Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated.
Look, whatever the mechanic is asking, just pay him. Pay him whatever he wants.
I wish they had soap operas at night.
I like that boy. You should date him. You should date him immediately.
Well, what about the creepy guy with the motorcycle? He's cute.
Yeah, sure. Spring break in Tahiti sounds fun. Hey, make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework.
You don't have to pass all your classes.
What? You have a project due tomorrow, and you've known about it for 4 weeks, and you haven't started yet? Sweet!
Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet?
Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up.
Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?
Hey! Hey, can you please turn that music up?
Well, we just stopped for lunch 10 minutes ago, but yeah, let's stop again. I never have trouble with my toddler.
I never have trouble with my teenagers.
I never have trouble with my adult children.
You know, she's right. We are ruining her life.
Yes, more homework to correct.
All right, whining.
Yay, tantrums.
Vomit.
We just really need to spoil these kids more.
Sorry, buddy. I don't know any good jokes at all.
You're 16. You pretty much know everything now.
I think 18's a great age to get married.
Okay, remember, make sure you turn on all the lights before you leave the house.
Hey, could you leave the front door open for a couple hours? Thanks.
Whoa, money really does grow on trees.
Advice that you would probably never hear a father tell their kids. One of the wisest men who ever lived was Solomon. He wrote the book of Proverbs. We're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 today. He wrote the book of Proverbs as advice for his children. Throughout the book of Proverbs, there's multiple times that he says, son, I want to give you this advice, or I want to tell you this. He says, my son. He's telling his children this advice. He's giving them this advice. And, you know, we laugh about the advice of a father, but Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 are two of my favorite verses. I have them memorized. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Now, depending on which version you have, it might read a little bit differently, but that was the version I memorized it in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Solomon is giving wisdom here to his children. Solomon, in these two verses, gives three tips for how to live our lives. And these could be for dads or moms or kids, but three tips for how to live our lives. The first tip is trust God with everything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust God with everything. You say, well, trust God. I did that. I said the prayer when I was little. I trust God in who he is. Okay. But then he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with everything. All seems a bit extreme, doesn't it? All seems like a bit much. See, the problem is all, trust in the Lord with all your heart, doesn't leave room for anything else. If you're trusting in him with all of your heart. Maybe you trust God, but when it comes to your family, you don't quite, can't quite give him your family. When it comes to your finances, you can't quite give him your finances. Maybe you trust God, except for when it comes to your job. Maybe you trust God, except for when it comes to your relationships or your dating life or your marriage. Maybe you trust God, except. The problem is all doesn't leave any room for except. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust God with everything. My problem is I have a hard time trusting people. Maybe I should start a support group. Hi, my name is Roger. I have a hard time trusting people. Is anybody else out there want to join my group? I see some heads nodding. Yeah, maybe me. Yeah, we have a hard time trusting people, right? Why do we have a hard time trusting people? We have a hard time trusting people because people have failed us, haven't we? People make mistakes. I bought a car from somebody once, and I was talking to him and, you know, asking him all these questions about the car and different things, and he told me this, which was kind of a dumb piece of advice, but he said, you know, you're not really ever supposed to trust somebody that sells a car, because everybody that sells a car is a liar. Because they won't tell you something about the car, you know, and I try to be completely honest. If I'm selling somebody something, I'll be like, oh yeah, and that doesn't work, and oh, that doesn't work, and this light's on because of that, and, you know, I try to be honest about things and tell people so that they know what they're getting themselves into, but I have a hard time trusting other people. The thing is, though, people make mistakes, people lie, people cheat, people are sinful, but God is trustworthy. Why trust God with all of your heart? Why trust God with everything? Because he's the only one that's not going to let you down. He's the only one that's going to follow through. He's the only one that's going to be there for you through thick and thin. He wants to see you live a life that's honoring and glorifying to him, and he wants to help you fulfill your purpose. He wants to help you live a life that honors him. So how do you trust God with everything? Well, the hard part is, trust the Lord with all your heart. You have to give it to him. So often in my head, I try to hold on to things, and we'll talk in a minute about trying to figure things out on your own and trying to make your own plans, and sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes the 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, and you've got to do that math, and it just, in your mind, it doesn't work, but you got to give it to God. You got to say, God, my family, I don't know what's going on there, but God, I need you to work. God, my finances, I don't know how we're going to make it right now. God, my relationship that I'm in, things aren't going well. God, my marriage, I don't know what to do anymore. Well, you got to give it to God because he's the only one worthy of trusting. The first part, the first step you need to do is to trust God and give it to him. You need to trust God and give it to him. The second part is lean not on your own understanding. Be dependent on God's knowledge. Be dependent on God. See, when you're leaning not on your own understanding, you're leaning on something else. You're putting all your weight on something else. If Jack were to come and pull this out right now, I'm not going to have him do that, but I would fall over. Because leaning, true leaning, takes us off balance. And when you're leaning on God, you're off balance because he's the one keeping you on balance. You're trusting him with all of your weight. See, the thing is, you don't lean unless you trust. You have to trust everything to put all your weight on God, to not lean on your own understanding and the things that you know. Leaning requires that we place our full weight, all that we are, completely on him. Does our understanding fail sometimes? Do we sometimes not understand how things are going to work out or what's going to happen? Are there times when our minds can't figure out a solution to an issue? We don't understand. Are there times when God places us in situations to help stretch our faith? To help us grow more towards Him? Well, yeah, that happens sometimes. God places us in things to help us grow. Let me tell you about an example, and it's found in all four of the Gospels. This is one of the things Jesus did that each of the Gospel writers wrote about. It's the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus would quite often go off and want to be alone. He would want to go talk to His Heavenly Father, and He'd want to have this conversation, and He'd want to go alone to do that. But Jesus had followers. He had His disciples, but not only the disciples, there was this band of people that would kind of follow Him around. They were a little bit obsessed. They just followed Him everywhere you go. They were His groupies, if you will. They were just the ones that were always there. And so Jesus would try to go off alone, and there would be these people just following Him wherever He went. And so Jesus at this time tries to go off alone. He tries to get with the Father and have this time of prayer, and it's just not happening. There's people there. So Jesus, it says, in compassion and mercy, start healing them. Jesus, in compassion and mercy, started healing them. I don't know how many sick people were there, but He's there all day. They're there all day, and Jesus is healing people and talking, and I'm sure He's telling them about the good news and talking and preaching to them. And then it gets to be evening, and the disciples come to Jesus, and they say, okay, we got a problem. I'm hungry. John's hungry. Jesus, you got to be starving. All of these people are getting hungry. There's 5,000 people there. We need to feed them. But we don't have, let's just send them away. Jesus, you need to send these people away. You're the leader. They're following you. Just tell them to go to the town and buy some food. That's their thinking. That's their understanding. That's what they think should happen. And this is what Jesus says. They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. What? Do you see 5,000 people? You ever been in a stadium? Try to feed that many people. I mean, I know we have good food here, but I don't know if we could feed 5,000 people. And they're just a small band of 12 men with Jesus. And how are we going to do that? One of them responded and said, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? He said, Jesus, do you understand it's going to cost a year's wages to feed all of these people? A year's wages. Look at us. We don't have the money. How are we going to do that? Jesus responds again. Again, their understanding, Jesus' understanding. They're not leaning on Him. They're not quite understanding what's happening here. Jesus says, tell me what you do have. What do you have? What do you have? And I'll make it work. And they said, well, we have here 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And the passage says that Jesus blessed it and started passing it out. Hopefully you know the rest of the story, that they end up coming up with 12 basketfuls of extras after everyone was full. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on God's understanding rather than your own understanding. Being dependent on God's knowledge rather than your own knowledge. With our understanding, sometimes things just don't make any sense. With our understanding, we don't know why God would be putting us through this. We don't know why we're facing this sickness or this problem in our lives. We don't understand it. But God has the big picture. And God knows why you're facing that and why you're going through it. So leaning not on your own understanding, but being dependent on God. God says, you wait to see what I can do. You wait to see what my power can do in this situation. He says, you wait to see who's really in control here. Being dependent on God's knowledge. Am I self-reliant? Do I try to prop myself up? Or do I lean on God. The next part of Proverbs says, in all your ways acknowledge him. The third point, point people to Jesus. Trust God with everything, be dependent on God's knowledge, and point people to Jesus. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, in all the things you do, in your work life, in your family life, in your social life, in your church life, in your sports life, in everything you do, in all your ways, in all the things you do in the communities. Acknowledge him. Talk about him. Well, how do you do that? Well, if you're trusting in him and you're leaning on him, there's going to be things going on in your lives. Sometimes those are good things. Sometimes those are bad things. But we can talk about the bad things too. We can tell people about God through what he's doing in our life, both good and bad. Some of it depends on how you're handling the situation. You can say, you know what, I'm really struggling with this, but God is giving me the power to make it through. I'm really having a hard time with this, but God is helping sustain me through this. I'm really struggling, but I have a church family that's helping me through this. So in all your ways, acknowledge him. If you're trusting completely in him and you're dependent on him, you need to talk about those things. You need to talk about what he's doing in your lives. If you look at the Bible and you look at the nation of Israel over and over again, they recalled the things that God had done in their lives, the way that he had saved them. Think back in your life. What has God done in your life? I know I have story after story of things God has done in my life. Things you can talk about. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Point people to Jesus. Finally, God will pave the way. He will make your paths straight. I don't know how many of you have been on dirt roads around here. Maybe you live on dirt roads. They're not real smooth sometimes. Sometimes the paved roads aren't real smooth. Have you ever driven around mountains? Go up and down, and you're curving around. And my family went down to Tennessee one time, and I remember we drove through Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, you know, that area. And there's an area you can just keep driving and follow the trail around. And my parents said, it looks like it's a short little drive. That would be nice. And I remember it was just like we go up and then we come down, and then we go up and then we come down, and all these curves. Well, you have to pay attention. Finally, my dad was like, I can't do this anymore. And I was an adult at that point. We were just down there on family vacation. And he said, you need to drive. I can't do this. I can't keep watching. I have to speed up and slow down and watch all the curves and try to stay in my lane and not hit other people coming on. And there's all these country roads. And so finally, I got in the driver's seat and I drove. And it wears you out because you're having to pay attention to all this stuff. It's not like being on a highway, a smooth highway where you can just set the cruise and just kind of listen to your music and not really have to pay attention. The Bible's saying that if you follow God, if you trust God, if you're dependent on God, if you're pointing people to Jesus, he's going to pave the way. It might always not feel smooth. We've moved 6 times in the last 5.5 years. It might not always feel smooth, but it is, because it's his path. It's his way. It's his direction for your life. And when you're on his path and his direction, it's paved out for you. You get on your path and what happens? Oh, watch out. I got to do this. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I got to look out. Oh, man. Oh, boy, that was close back there. Why? Because you're on your path. Trying to do your own thing. That wasn't God's plan. You diverted somewhere along the way. But when you trust God, when you're dependent on him, when you're leaning on him, he's going to pave the way. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but Solomon said there's a difference. There's a difference between following, trusting in yourself, being dependent on God. There's a promise there that he's going to direct your paths. He's going to do it, not you. It's conditional promise that if you trust God, if you're dependent on Him, you're pointing people to Him, He's going to do that. I don't know what that looks like, but the Bible tells us that's going to happen. He's going to direct your path. There's going to be a path paved out for you. Do you want to have a straight path? Like I said, it might not always be easy. It might not always feel smooth to you. But there's only one way: to trust in God, depend and lean on Him, and point people to Him. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank You for Solomon's wisdom. We thank You for our dad's advice over the years, and we laugh at the different ways that fathers can handle things, but we thank You that You help direct our lives. God, help us to trust in You. Help us to lean on You and not depend on ourselves, not depend on our own mind, but to go outside our understanding and follow You. God, help us as we go through trials and things that happen in our lives, help us to see Your purpose in them. Help us to see Your understanding through them. And God, I pray that You would help direct our paths, that You would lead us in a path that maybe doesn't even feel comfortable, but it's Your path for our lives. And we look back and we say, wow, that was a good path because it was God's path. God, I pray You direct and lead in each of our lives. Pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.